talk to you about something interesting tonight. In the Bible will refer to itself and describe itself as several things. Did you know that the Bible refers to itself as a hammer in the book of Jeremiah? Yes, we all know how hammers work. Who knows how a hammer works? Somebody show me how a hammer works. Right, okay. The Bible says, is not my word like as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? But that verse also starts with the word fire. The Bible also refers to itself as a fire. What does a fire do? It burns. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Mom and Dad, that's another good way to memorize scripture, is to put hand motions toward it. They'll remember it, and you'll be surprised at how quickly they do. But the Bible refers to itself as like our bread that we eat, and it refers to itself in many ways. Well, tonight I want to look at a scripture where the Bible refers to itself as a mirror. Do you guys know what this does? What does this do? It reflects. It shows you what it sees. Hello, there's Quentin over there. I see Isaiah. How many remember Romper Room as a child? Brother Steve, remember that? I see Steve and I see... No, it's a, seriously. And it uses a mirror. The Bible says it's like a mirror. A mirror reflects what it sees. It shows you what it sees. It doesn't always show us what we want to see. Isn't that true? Yes. Huh? There's little Brenna. Can you see yourself, baby Tessa? There's no camera back here. I know. It's just a mirror shows you what it sees. So we're going to read about it. I'm going to put this right here. We're going to use this tonight. So just hang right. Hopefully there's no glare bothering anybody. But look at this. In the book of James, chapter 1 and verse number 22, the Bible says, "But be ye doers of the word." What does that mean? We're to do it. We're to obey it. We're to live it. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. How many times does mom got to call your name before you actually say, yes, ma'am, and come running? You heard her, but you didn't do it. You didn't do it, right? For if we be hearers of the word and not doers, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So in the morning, what happens is moms and dads and even some of you boys and girls will look into a mirror and go, okay. And then we'll take, I got to hold this. Okay. And we'll take, and maybe you run a comb. Does anybody here use a comb? Not anymore. Some of us less than we used to. Right? You use a comb, Brenner, or a brush, you know, and we'll brush. How many in here use a toothbrush? How many in here uses a teeth brush? Because you got more than one tooth. That's a bad joke. Okay, but we'll do that. We'll get in here, and Mrs. Mix is always like, why are you getting toothpaste on the mirror? Well, I get real close so I can see what I'm doing. But, you know, after we do this, after we look into the mirror and we straighten out things and we get things the way we want them, do we think about it anymore the rest of the day? Now, guys don't, right? Guys don't. Girls, any reflective surface, it's like, you know, right? You got to turn to the side and whatever. You know, some men's restroom actually has a mirror that looks like this and then a mirror that looks down at your pants just to make sure everything's where it's supposed to be and in what position it's supposed to be in and what have you. But the Bible says, just like you and I look into a mirror and we tweak what we think and we see it, we'll walk away and we won't even think about it the rest of the day. And the Bible says of itself that it's like a mirror, that we'll look into the Bible and then we'll forget sometimes what it tries to show us. Verse number 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. What's that? What's another name for the perfect law of liberty? What? The Bible. Thank you. I knew somebody was paying attention over here. The Bible. Look at this now. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, that means remembers what it says and does it. Look at this now. He being not a forgetful hearer. You don't forget what it says, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, mirrors are an interesting thing, right? Mirrors are an interesting thing. We have security mirrors out front that show us who's coming up the driveway and who's running around where they shouldn't be, right? We use mirrors to show us movement. And my eyes are getting bad. So we have safety mirrors for blind corners. We have mirrors on cars. What do the mirrors on cars do, kids? Miss Lexi.
It's so you can look back to see if any cars are coming up fast so you can get out of the way.
Oh, that's good. Side mirrors and a rearview mirror. Okay. Do you know that cameras use mirrors? And telescopes use mirrors. Periscopes use mirrors, like on submarines. You're looking into a mirror and it shoots up and shoots out this way. Those are mirrors. Did you know that that flashlights use mirrors? It, round the bulb, there's that silver. And then there's searchlights and spotlights and even magic tricks. They'll use mirrors. How many of you had mirrors on your baby toys? Huh? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Mirrors are a really cool thing because it shows us what it sees. Did you know there is a mirror, boys and girls, there is a mirror on the moon? Hello, baby. Yeah, Pastor loves a baby. There's a mirror on the moon. Apollo, okay. Now watch this. She doesn't like when I give her a kiss because my beard's all nasty. She's like, no. Did you know, boys and girls, there's a mirror on the moon? Apollo 11 put a mirror on the moon, and the scientists at NASA can shoot a laser at that mirror and measure the speed of light when it travels to the moon and comes back again. Isn't that interesting? So mirrors are really cool. Now, in the Bible, sometimes the mirror is referred to. Here you go. Go see Mama. Go see Doug. Go on. All right. Mirrors are referred to as a glass. Because before I got dissed, I'm sorry, Doug. I'm sorry. You know, mirrors are made of glass, but before mirrors, they would polish gold or they would polish silver. And I'm told that when the goldsmith or the silversmith would heat up the gold or silver and the junk would float to the top, we call it dross, they would scrape it off and they would keep heating it up until the goldsmith could see his face in the gold. Then he knew it was pure. So before there was mirrors, there was the metal. But in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it's referred to as a glass. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What it's talking about is the more you look into this Bible, the more it changes you into the image of Christ. It's like a mirror. And the more you look into it, the more it changes you. Job refers to Job 37:18 as a looking glass. Now, I said some of us will use a mirror for aesthetic purposes, and some of you obviously didn't this afternoon, but I'm not judging. And it may... You know, kids, you know why Mom and Dad put big mirrors on walls in like the living room and the dining room? Why? It makes the room look bigger. Yeah, so we can see what you're doing around the blind corner. You're not supposed to let him in on the secrets. Okay? But what do you see when you look into a mirror, boys and girls? Come over to the edge of the pews. What do you see when you look into a mirror? What does it show you? What do you see? Hold on. Can you see your faces? Okay, hold on. You're going to break it. Hold up. Don't get excited. Okay, everybody back up and make a circle. Everybody make a circle. See, Noah's doing right. Come on. Stand back. Get on a circle. Okay, now, when the Bible... All right, here's the thing. Okay, you bigger guys can sit down. Okay. The Bible is like this mirror. Come here, Adrian. Come up here where you can see, baby doll. The Bible is like this mirror. We don't tell it what we see. It shows us what it sees. So when we look into the Bible, God shows us what he sees. Now, let's look and see what God sees when he looks into the Bible. Now, who's comfortable reading a Bible verse out loud? Who's comfortable? You are, big man? Okay. What about you? You're good at reading one? Okay. You okay with that? Somebody else. Okay, here you are, sweetheart. Emma. All right. Here you go. All right. Who can read John 3:16? Who's got that one? Who got that? Wait. Let me give that to my buddy, Lincoln. Okay. Someone. Okay. That one's a small one. Okay. Who needs a short one? You want a short one, big man? Okay. Here's one that's bigger. Okay. Here's one a little older for the older boy. Hang on. Who else can see it? Here you go, sweetheart. Here you go. Let's see what God sees. Now, we're going to do this one at a time. Here you go. We're going to see. Anybody else? Isaiah, do you have one, big man?
No.
Would you like one? Here you go. Hannah, would you like there? Here, sweetheart. Here you go. You're welcome. Well, you're welcome, and you can take these home. All right. Here, Adrian, you want to? Who else is comfortable reading one? Okay. Let me get a microphone. So one at a time, I want you to tell me. All right. Now, one at a time, I want you to tell me from that Bible verse what God sees when you look into the mirror. Who wants to go first? All right. I'm going to let my big man here read that.
Luke 19:10, I have come to seek and save that which was lost. God sees something, someone worth saving.
Yes, God sees someone worth saving when you look into the Bible. Who's next? Miss Lexi, what does God see when you look into the Bible? Read the whole thing.
God sees someone worth coming back for. John 14:3 says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also."
Amen. God sees someone worth coming back for. Are you ready to read yours?
No.
Okay, honey bunch. That's all right. Who wants to read? Okay, Colson, tell us what God sees when you look into the Bible. Read the whole thing.
Galatians 2.
No, start at the top.
Okay, God sends someone worth living inside of Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live,
Christ
liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the
faith
of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
I misspelled that. It's God sees someone worth living inside of. Very good. I wrote seed. Sorry about that. Spell check got me in trouble. All right. Are you ready to read, big man? What does God see when he... Read the whole thing. Start at the top word and go to the bottom. What does God see when you look in the mirror? Put it up by your mouth.
God sees something you love. He loves.
Then
for God so loved the world that he saved all begotten that shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life.
Amen, buddy. That's right. God sees somebody he loves. Are you ready to read, Emma? Start at the top word and read down. What does God see when you look in the Bible?
God sees someone worth setting free. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
That's right. God sees somebody where you can keep it. Somebody worth setting free. Brenna, what does God see when you look into the Bible? God sees
a friend. John 15:15. I have
called you friends
for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
God sees a friend when you look in the Bible. Who's got one? Miss Johanna, what does God see when you look in the Bible?
God sees someone worth dying for. Romans 5:8. But God commandeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. That's what God sees when you look in the Bible. Forrest, what does God see when you look in the Bible?
God sees someone who has a purpose.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them.
Excellent, excellent. God sees somebody with a purpose. Tessa, what does God see when you look in the Bible?
God sees someone worth keeping. John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
God sees somebody worth keeping. Sophie, what does God see when you look in the Bible?
God sees someone created the way he wanted them to be. Genesis 1:27, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else want to read? Anybody else? Noah, here you go, buddy. Read the paper. What does God see when you look into the Bible, big man? Why, of course, I'd be glad to help. It says, God sees someone worth staying beside. Hebrews 13:5. Read that.
I will.
Never
leave thee
or forsake thee.
Or forsake thee.
Excellent. How about you, Hannah? How about you? I would be glad to, Hannah. It says God sees someone he loves. John 15:9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
You see, when God looks into them, see the mirror. Okay, you guys can go back. That's enough faces in the mirror. Okay, go back to your seat. Why, yes, you can, sweetheart. Take that with you. All right, now go back. Go back to your seats. Okay, thank you. Hey, Gemma, you got to get up. Here, baby doll. There you go. You see, when God, boys and girls, when you look into the Bible, God shows you what he sees. We don't always think we like what we see. But let me tell you, parents, you know, this goes for you. You know, when you look into the mirror of the Bible, God sees sons and daughters who have trusted Christ as their Savior. Galatians 4:6, and because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Some of the verses the children read tonight is that, when you look into the Bible, God sees someone he loves. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, when you look into the Bible, God sees someone worth saving. I've come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19:10. When you look into the Bible, God sees somebody. He sees somebody worth dying for. Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. When we look into the Bible, God sees a friend. John 15:15, I have called you friends. God sees somebody worth keeping. I love that. Miss Tessa read that. John 6:37, all the Father hath given to me and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what God sees. See, a mirror reflects what it sees. The Bible reflects what God sees. So as you look into this book, it tells you what God thinks of you. The crazy world outside changes its opinions about you. Boys and girls, one of the things you can count on is that everything out there changes. They change whether they like you or not today or tomorrow. They change whether or not they think you're smart tomorrow or pretty or tall enough or short enough or skinny enough. But the Word of God says that God sees somebody worth making whole. Colossians 2:10, ye are complete in him. When you look into the Bible, God sees somebody worth staying next to. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God sees somebody created special in every face. Psalm 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God sees somebody created the way he wanted to. Miss Sophie read that one. For we are made in the image of God. Genesis 1:27. We are made with a purpose. That's what God sees. God sees somebody who is not a mistake. God sees somebody who is not of no consequence, but actually of someone who has been created with a purpose. And I believe Forrest read that, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. When God sees your face in the Bible, he sees somebody worth living inside of. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. When you look into the Bible, God sees somebody worth setting free from the power of sin. John 8:34, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God sees somebody worth making whole. Acts 9:34, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. The Bible says in John 8:36, if the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. God sees somebody worth making a place in heaven for. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And as Lexi read, God sees somebody worth coming back for. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So what is it you see when you look in the Bible? What do you see? I see a loving Father who sent his Son to die for me. That's a love that I cannot wrap my head around, boys and girls. That's somebody who loves me, and their love for me never changes. I see a loving Savior who willingly sacrificed for me, who said, no, 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 I will take your place. I see a life that was made unique. I see a life made with purpose. So God thought you were worth saving, boys and girls. Amen. So God came and changed your life. God thought you were worth keeping. So he cleaned us up inside. And God thought you were worth dying for. So he sacrificed his life. Why? Yeah, I know those are the lyrics of a song. But I love it. So I could be free, I could be whole, and I could tell everyone I know. That's what the Bible sees. I thought, yeah, it's kind of corny using the lyrics of a song, but it's true. When you look into the mirror of God's Word, God stares back at you and sees somebody he loves. You know, it starts by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, by recognizing that you're a sinner and that we can't be good enough to get to heaven. So God sent his Son and took all of the blame and all the sin, my past, present, and future sin, all the sin of humanity for every human being that's ever lived. He has taken their sin and paid the price and now is able to offer us freely forgiveness. Or should I say forgiveness freely? Why? Because the sin was paid for on Calvary. Now all we've got to do, because God has already chosen every human being, he is choosing back. That's what it means. So no matter what the internet says, no matter what your cartoons say, no matter what your graphic novels say, no matter what the ads on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snap Trash, whatever that is, all right? Okay, I just made that up. I'm gonna coin that, put that a Snap Trash and all that aside. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your friends at school say when they bully you on the internet. It doesn't matter. They're wrong. Because the minute you look into the Word of God, he sees somebody worth dying for. He saw somebody worth keeping, worth living inside of, worth preparing a place in heaven for, worth coming back for, and keeping for eternity. That is what God sees. And that's how you should see yourself in the mirror of the Bible. Let us stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed as we prepare for baptism. Every head bowed and every eye closed, children. We're going to sing a song in just a second. And I'm going to turn it over to Brother Mike. But while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, If you died today and you're not sure heaven's your home, you have an opportunity right now to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have the opportunity to call out to someone who loves you unconditionally, to someone who thought you were worth saving and keeping. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the next few moments, we ask God, whatever the needs are in this room today, if there's someone here that's lost, give them the courage to step forward and come to this front pew and to trust Jesus as their Savior. And Father, whether it's a person who's struggling with self-image or body issues or anything, God, addictions or struggles of any kind, give them the courage to come and look into the Bible and see someone who loves them unconditionally. Comfort tonight where it's needed. Encourage where it's needed. Lift up as only you can in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Mike to come and lead us in a song. Or wait, Mrs. Mix has a song of invitation. You'll handle the invitation, Mike. As she plays, the altar is open. The altar is open.
See. And all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Father, we thank you now for this time of invitation. Lord, we thank you for our message and the reflection of the Word of God, how you see us, Lord. Lord, just we appreciate the message focused to our children, Lord, the reading of the Scripture. Lord, bless the children of our church and help them to grow in grace and love in this family, Lord. We thank you for all that you do at the continuance of this service of the ordinance of baptism that we're about to witness. We thank you and praise you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.